Here's a thought I'll title, 1001 Diversions. There's a great scene in the 1991 movie City Slickers. Do you remember that movie with Billy Crystal and Jack Palance? Anyway, there's a scene in that movie in which the cowboy, Curly, played by Jack Palance, is asked the secret of life. He holds up his index finger and says, "Do one thing." That's really great advice. But it's so difficult to accomplish in this age of multitasking and 1,000 diversions. I'll bet right now, as you're listening to this, there are the potential of checking your inbound emails, or maybe you're driving while you're listening to this on your daily commute. There's 1,001 diversions. We live in a multitasking society, but that's not very conducive to the art life. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons to engage the art life is that it gives us a great excuse to do one thing, to let all other distractions and diversions fall away as we do one thing, whether we're out in the field photographing or processing images or finishing images, or as far as that goes, making a presentation to a group and showing our images. I've come to believe that the do one thing is a mantra for artists. That yes, we want our work to be informed by the other aspects of our lives, but we don't want those other aspects of our life to insert themselves into our creative process. At some point in time, you have to be by yourself, alone, with your thoughts, with your images, and do one thing, which is just make artwork. I first discovered this long before the 1991 movie of City Slickers. I discovered it when I was out driving around in the eastern Oregon desert in the 1980s with camera in hand, wanting to do photography, but listening to music on the car stereo system. And what I discovered was when I was listening to music, it didn't help. It actually kind of got in the way of my seeing things. And as difficult as it was, because I love driving and listening to music, I found when I turned the music off and just drove in silence that my sensitivity to what I was seeing as potential photographic images was improved. The multitasking of music and looking for photographs doesn't work for me. Maybe it does for you, but it may also be certain aspects of the process. I loved listening to music when I was in the dark room, dip and dunking my film during processing, because doing so in complete darkness was sort of a long and laborious task, and I found that was a perfect time to listen to music. So in that sense, I was multitasking, but there wasn't any creativity involved in developing film with dip-and-dunk tank methods. But I couldn't listen to music while I was doing enlargements, while I was trying to get a print exactly right. I had to give it my entire attention. So maybe Curly was right. Do one thing, and that might very well be the road to a more intense experience when we're engaged in art making.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.